Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What's this all about? Okay, I admit it. I thought I was going to get through all the way through the show, but sounds like my team is teaming up on me here. That's the Beatles song about the birthday song. It's one of my favorite songs, actually. But today is my birthday. So, okay, Kevin and Hildegard and all the other troublemakers, Lonnie and whoever else is out there causing trouble. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Welcome back, 7 Till. Let's move on to more serious things. Dan Poynter's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the absolute guru on the planet on self-publishing, on creating your own publishing company. Dan, that's what I prefer to think about it. What do you think?
Well, let's talk about your book, you know, the banana book and the three-minute book. The whole industry, the publishing industry is changing. It hasn't changed since 1947. Now, Seth Godin says it hasn't changed since 1907, so we're on the same page, 40 right. years apart. And it's going through a revolutionary change because the change is so long overdue. The big publishers in New York are in deep financial trouble. They just don't know where to go. They're trying to protect their printed books, and they're avoiding the e-books. And e-books have reached the tipping point. There are a lot of publishers now, a lot of authors who have become publishers, and they're making a lot of good money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just absolutely amazing. It's very exciting. The industry is changing, and with change comes opportunity. And so that's what we're doing. We're jumping ahead and taking advantage of these new opportunities.
Well, one thing has clearly been going on, and the truth is that based on your model, Dan, you know, people were creating their own publishing companies, like me and my team, we create our own publishing company, and the reason I don't say that I'm self-published, I prefer to think of it as our own publishing team, is because of the success we've had. I mean, if you're self-published, to me, you're self-published if you got a basement full of books and nobody's asking for them. You know, that's self-published. You know, that's Vanity Press. But if you've got a plan, a marketing strategy, and people are actually writing you checks for your books, and you're pulling it off yourself, you're having them printed yourself or whatever you're doing, then that's a publishing company. What's the difference?
Well, no, you're absolutely right. It's not enough just to write the book and publish it. You've got to promote it, and that's just letting people know it exists. But today, you can reach your market, and that's your individual targeted, very narrow market with through the Internet, using email and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And with Google, anybody in the world who's interested in you, your subject, your book, they can find you. And so it's so much easier today. And you don't have to, go out and pitch your book. You don't have to put it in bookstores. You can just make it available on your website and other websites like Amazon, and people can find it.
There's a larger industry that's part of the publishing business out there. When you say the Big Six are going to go, not going to make it, you know, there's Barnes & Noble and Borders and all the other companies out there that are planted in the ground. There's the delivery system, there's the bookstore, the books distribution system. There are all kinds of people associated with that in that industry. What's going to happen to those guys?
Well, the bookstores, the brick and mortar stores can't compete with the online stores because their location is downtown where the rents are expensive.
Yeah.
One Borders just folded up in Pico Rivera. They're paying $33,000 a month in rent. How many books do you have to sell for that?
Yeah.
So the independent stores have been going out of business at the rate of 3 per week for years. There are less than 1,000 left. Borders filed bankruptcy last month. Barnes & Noble's been up for sale for a long time. And hopefully they're evolving into e-books and their Nook and so on. And they may be able to survive. But the brick-and-mortar stores are going out, and all the big publishers know how to do is sell to brick-and-mortar stores. So where's the future?
Do you think the future is going to be better off with electronic books? Don't you? I mean, you're kind of an old guy like me in a way. Dan, you're a lot younger than me, but still, don't you like the idea of holding a book in your hand, of having your library on the wall there, so to speak?
Well, just to clarify that, I'm 72 and a half. Okay, I love e-books. I've been reading them for years. But see, I travel so much that I can't carry paper books with me. used to read on my pocket PC. For the last 3 years, I've been reading on my iPhone.
Right.
And when I'm traveling, getting time to read is a gift.
Yeah.
Locally, if I have to go stand in line at a store, that's a gift. Thank you. I pull out my iPhone and continue to read.
Right. You have an iPad yet?
No, I don't have an iPad just because it doesn't fit my particular lifestyle.
Yeah.
I travel with my MacBook Air and my iPhone.
Well, I'll tell you, the iPad's pretty cool. All the readers are cool. So, hey, Dan, thanks for the information. Thanks for. And when does your trip start? Now, your Around the World trip starts when?
Yeah, the 17th of May to the 19th of May. Go to RTW number 2D. That's Around the World 2 days.
.com. All right, so check it out, folks, and we look forward to it. You have to come back and tell us how things turned out. Dan Porter, ladies and gentlemen, he's going around the world in 2 days. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.